السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
عليكم السلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أرسله الله تعالى بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله وكفى بالله شهيدا أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وإن خير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار All praises for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Our creator, our master, the lord of the worlds and peace and blessings upon his prophets and messengers, all the prophets and messengers of Allah, from Adam alayhi salam to Nuh alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, and the last and final Prophet Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi wa alayhi majma'in. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah. And I bear witness that Muhammad, salawatullahi wa salamu alayhi, is the last and final Prophet and Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah Ali Imran, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Let there be among you a community that calls for that what is good, enjoining what is right and forbidding what is wrong, and they are the successful ones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the role of the ummah, the role of the Muslim community in the world, their motto, their mission, their work is that they invite to all that is good. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ. The word khair is a very comprehensive word. It's mentioned in the Quran more than 170 times. Khair is the khair of this world as well as the khair of the akhirah. Khair, belief, right action, ibadah, as well as good business, wealth, worldly things, children, family. All of this is khair. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the role of the ummah is to invite that which is good, to tell the people do good things. Now our scholars say, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ. Is this min here? Does it mean the whole ummah has to do that? Is it everybody's responsibility to do that? So they say, yes, min is for bayan, for explanation. Which means, may you be the people. All of you, every one of you have to do that. May you all be those who invite to all that is good. Tell the people all that is good. Some scholars say, min here is for tabi'iz. A segment of you, a group of you should do that. Because they say, well, in order to invite people to all that is good, command what is right, forbid what is wrong, you have to have knowledge. Without knowledge, you cannot do that. And not everybody has all the knowledge. So those who have knowledge, they should do that. Whatever. But the point is, this is the responsibility of the ummah. This is the duty of the ummah. To invite to the good. يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And if you invite to all that is good, then you will be able to tell the people what is right and what is wrong. People will listen to you. If the people see that you are well-wishers, you want good for them, and you become known that way, that you are the well-wishers of the people, you want good for everybody, then they will listen to you. But if you don't do that, if you don't wish good for the people, then of course, how can you tell them what is right and what is wrong? How can you tell them? How can you do amr bil ma'roof wa nahy anil munkar? Amr bil ma'roof means tell them, do it, do the right thing. And nahy is the command, do not do that, forbidding them. So that is the role of the ummah, but this role comes first by doing good to others, becoming the benefactors of others, well-wishers of others, and that is what ummah should do that. Imam Razi, in his tafsir, he explains it very nicely. He says, you know, this ayah is ayah number 104 of Surah Ali Imran. But ayah 102 and ayah 103, they say, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu taqullaha haqqa tuqatih, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. And then the ayah says, Wa'atasimu bihablillahi jami'un wa la tafarraqu. That you have taqwa for Allah. That you should be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, be together, united. وَعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Hold fast to the rope of Allah and be not divided. And then Allah said, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٌ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ وَيَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. That means if, unless you are taqwa, you do the taqwa, and you hold fast, and you are united, you cannot do that. So first of all, practice taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First of all, practice, be united, work together. And then you can be a community that invites what is good. So do good, do khair, people of khair. That is what you should do. Be, first start with yourself, with your own personal life. That means you are the people who are representing whatever is good. And then also invite your family. قُوْ أَنفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِكُمْ نَارًا. Invite your family. رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ وَاجْعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. So you pay attention to your own family. Do not neglect your own family. Inviting everybody, but not ignoring family. If the family is good, that means everything else will be good, inshallah. So pay attention to your family. And then your community, whether the community locally or the community globally. Local community, global community, all of this is one community. إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةٌ وَاحِدَةٌ. All Muslims. So المؤمنون والمؤمنات, believing men and believing women, they care for each other, they support each other. المؤمنون والمؤمنات بعضهم أولياء بعض يأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر. The believing men and believing women, they support each other. They are, the Prophet said, they are like one body. مثل المؤمنين في توادهم وتراحمهم وتعاطفهم كمثل الجسد الواحد إذا اشتكى منه عضو تداعى له سائر الجسد بالسهر والحمى. The example of believers in their love, in their compassion, in their kindness to each other is like one body. If a part of the body has pain, the whole body has pain. If the part of the body is suffering, the whole body will suffer with fever, with uneasiness, sleeplessness. That's what happens when somebody is sick. Some part of the body is sick. Not the whole body is sick, but if some part of the body is sick, the whole person is sick. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the Prophet is reminding us that you should be like that. If someone is suffering in the whole ummah should feel that. The whole ummah should be uneasy about it. Why this is happening? Because you care for each other. Not ignore each other, but to care for each other. So if ummah is like that, locally and collectively, everywhere, then you have to see that, what difference it will make. So Muslims should know about each other, should be aware about what is happening, and support it. Al-Muslim akhul Muslim, la yazlimuhu wa la yuslimu. Man kana fi hajati akhi, kana Allah fi hajati. Rasulullah said, Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. Brother or sister, all, just Muslims are like one brotherhood. He does not do wrong to him and he does not let others do wrong to him. لا يظلمه ولا يسلمه ولا يخذله. As in another hadith, the Prophet said, he does not do wrong to him, he does not abandon him, does not say, I don't care. أعوذ بالله من ذلك. Should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us in that state that we don't care. The suffering of Muslims is our suffering, each one's suffering. Whether they are Arabs or non-Arabs, whether they are white or black, of any race, of any country, of any nationality. This ummah is one ummah, one brotherhood. So be good for your people. And then Islam also emphasizes that our religion is rahmatul lil alameen. We are the followers of the messenger who was sent as rahmah lil world. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. We sent you as a mercy for the worlds. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He lived a life of care and kindness for all people. He wanted to bring goodness to everyone. And of course, the door is open for everyone. But invitation is, if you want to come, come. The Prophet said, my example and the example of my message is like somebody prepared a nice meal and sent people, come and have a nice meal. Enjoy the nice meal. So those who come, they will eat. But you cannot force. If you don't come, don't eat. You will not get, you will not get the banquet. The banquet is open. And the banquet is Ma'rifatullah, the Quran. This is the banquet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this message is for everyone, and this message is good for all. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us khair. Give us khair. And make us the agents of khair. Make us the promoters of khair. Make us the people who invite towards khair. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-khair kullah. Aajilahu wa ajilah. Ma'alimna wa ma'lam na'alam. ونعوذ بك من الشر كله عاجله وآجله ما علمنا وما لم نعلم اللهم إنا نسألك خير الدعاء وخير الإجابة اللهم إنا نسألك خير العلم وخير العمل اللهم إنا نسألك خير الحياة وخير الممات اللهم إنا نسألك خير الدنيا وخير الآخرة والله we pray to you, we ask you, we beg you to give us the good of this world and the good of the Akhirah. Give us the good of knowledge and good of amal. خَيْرَ الْعِلْمِ وَخَيْرَ الْعَمَلِ وَاللَّهُ give us the khair in our dua and khair in your ijaba. وَخَيْرَ النَّجَاحَ وَخَيْرَ الْفَلَاحِ All of this is our dua. This is our dua. And this should be the way we should work, inshallah. So I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us and keep us on the right path and make us the ummah of khair. Each one of us asks, am I doing good to others? Am I the person who bringing khair to others? Or I am troublemaker, giving trouble to other people? Our family, our community, our neighbors, all of us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us on the right path. Wa akhru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه الطيبين الطاهرين. I made the title of this khutbah in the pursuit of good. You know, people say pursuit of wealth, pursuit of fame, name, pursuit of power. Or pursuit of happiness. This is what normally people have. But Islam says pursuit of good. And good includes that, of course. But that is the ultimate pursuit of good. That should be the mission. That should be the way of Islam and Muslims. We pray, inshallah, for the people who are not well. Dr. Farooq Qidwai passed away. Dr. Farooq Qidwai is not well. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him shifa. Also make dua for brother Naqshuddin Mohammed. May Allah give him shifa. And dua maghfirah for brother Abdul Mateen, sister Ghosia Farooq, brother Jamil Ahmed Khan, brother Subhan Mahida, sister Shabana Mahida, brother Muhammad Noor, and sister Fatima Atiya. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Those who passed away, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them maghfirah. And those who are not well, may Allah give them shifa. Also we pray for the graduates of the Orange Crescent School. MashaAllah, yesterday, our preschoolers, first graduates, mashaAllah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. The graduates of the school, 8th graders, 9th graders, and the difficult time. It was a very difficult year, challenging. Many of them were not able to come to their school. All the classes were online. But alhamdulillah, their school finished successfully. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that to keep them safe during the summer and keep them on the right path. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us and help our community, inshallah, to take good care of our children. Provide them best education, inshallah. Because the motto of the Orange Crescent School is excellence in education in Islamic environment. That is what we should work on. Excellence in education in Islamic environment. And also, we pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the new people in the Majlis Shura. Last Sunday there was election for the new Majlis Shura. And many new members came, 8 new members came, alhamdulillah. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless them and give them tawfiq to do the right thing for the community. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward and bless those who left and finished their term and they left. May Allah give them reward for their good deeds. And may Allah bless the whole community. Bless our masjid, our community, and bless all of us. And keep us on the right path. إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين خصوصا على الخلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعلى السيدين الشهيدين أبي محمد الحسن وأبي عبد الله الحسين وعلى سائر الصحابة والتابعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية والمعافاة الدائمة والفوز بالجنة والنجاة من النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولا ذكر الله أكبر فأقيم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله هيا للصلاة هيا للفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
استووا واستقيموا please make straight lines الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا ولا تفرقوا واذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ كنتم أعداء فألف بين قلوبكم فأصبحتم بنعمته إخوانا وكنتم على شفا حفرة من النار فأنقذكم منها كذلك يبين الله لكم آياته لعلكم تهتدون ولتكن منكم أمة يدعون إلى الخير ويأمرون بالمعروف وينهون عن المنكر وأولئك هم المفلحون الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. ولا تكونوا كالذين تفرقوا واختلفوا من بعد ما جاءهم البينات وأولئك لهم عذاب عظيم. يوم تبيض وجوه وتسود وجوه، فأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون، وأما الذين اسودت وجوههم كفرتم بعد إيمانكم فذوقوا العذاب بما كنتم تكفرون. وأما الذين ابيضت وجوههم ففي رحمة الله هم فيها خالدون. تلك آيات الله نتلوها عليك بالحق، وما الله يريد ظلما للعالمين. ولله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض، وإلى الله ترجع الأمور. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نعم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. لم يغفر الرحمن.